Belly guruhi yetakchisi Bob Perilla O'zbekiston o'zga dunyo deydi. Ammo musiqa til yoki davlat tanlamaydi.
We got the opportunity to play with the wonderful Sogdiana ensemble in Uzbekistan, Madam Faruja.
Biz Sogdiana ansambli bilan ijro etdik. Juda mahoratli musiqachilar. O'zbekistondagi milliy musiqa janrlari singari bluegrass ham oddiy avom musiqasidir. Qishloq hayoti, tog' va dalalar, tabiat haqida kuylaydi.
It incorporates natural images in its lyric and it's rhythmically compelling.
So that we can be close by.
Guruh qo'shiqchisi Elizabeth Robinson o'zbekistonliklar bizning cholg'u asboblarimizga juda qiziqdilar deydi.
They didn't understand the words, I'm sure, except we had interpreters there.
She'rni tushunmasalarda kuylarimizdan maroq olishdi nazarimda. Ularga biz ham sevgi, muhabbat, hijron, insoniylik va hayot haqida kuylashimizni aytib berdim. Menga o'zbekistonliklarning axloqi, mehmondo'stligi juda ma'qul tushdi. Ularning tabassumiga qarab odamlar har yerda odamlar, mehr-oqibat va yaxshilik kabi fazilatlar hammamizga birdek xos narsalar deb o'yladim.
Looking at people and them understanding in their eyes and smiles that people are the same all over the world.
Biroq O'zbekistonga safar har tomonlama maroqli kechgani yo'q. AQSh O'zbekiston aloqalari taranglashib turgan bir paytda Davlat departamentining madaniy almashinuv dasturi orqali o'lkaga safar qilgan guruhga hukumat konsertlar berishga yo'l bermadi.
We were a little disappointed that the government, the central government, and certainly it is a central government in Uzbekistan, somehow after approving our visas, disapproved of our musical activities.
O'zbekiston hukumati vizaga xo'p dedi-yu, ammo konsertlarga yo'q dedi. Bizning Buxoro, Xiva, Toshkent va Samarqandda konsertlar berishimiz rejalangan edi, biroq ularni bekor qildilar.
We were scheduled to travel to Bukhara and Kiva, as well as Tashkent and Samarkand.
Bluegrass ijrochilari O'zbekistondan yangi kuy, yangicha ilhom va zavq, shuningdek yangi cholg'u asbobi bilan qaytdilar. Merrill Johnson aslida mandolin chaladi, endi esa rubob ham.
Pretty much the same instrument. It looks a little different, but you play it the same way.
Rubob mandolinga juda o'xshab ketadi, chalinishi ham. Mandolin aslida Italiyadan chiqqan. Amerikada uni ancha o'zgartirganmiz, boyitganmiz. Rubob va mandolin cholg'uvchisi man endi.
There's two strings, so you can get that Italian sound.
Bluegrass musiqasining asosiy asboblaridan biri bo'lmish gitaraga o'xshash banjo chaladigan Michael Manford esa O'zbekiston maqom va changchilarini sevib tinglaganini aytadi. Ularning har bir cholg'u asbobini afsonaviy desa bo'ladi. Kuyi ham afsonaviy deydi.
I was going to say one connection that really, you know, struck me was we're looking at a five-string banjo here.
Besh torli banjo asbobi aslida Afrikadan kelgan deymiz, ammo O'zbekistonga safarim shuni ko'rsatdiki, bu cholg'u aslida Markaziy Osiyoda kashf etilgan bo'lsa ajab emas.
The roots of this instrument may have even come from instruments like the rubab. And the tar.
Rubob va dutor kabi teridan ishlangan, ichi bo'sh, torli asbob. Bo'yni uzun torlari ham shu yo'sinda tortilgan. Balki sal boshqacha sozlanadi. Rubob va dutor kabi kuchli ohang beradi. Tezligi, shiddati, jarangi jihatdan bir-biriga juda o'xshab ketadi. Bluegrass musiqasi ham jarangdor va tez.
The high energy of the music that they have is similar to the intense energy of bluegrass music.
Shu bois ham o'zbekistonliklarga musiqamiz yoqqandir deydi Michael Manford. Chunki ohang tanish. Skripka va bas ham bluegrassda asosiy cholg'u asbobi hisoblanadi.
We found the people of Uzbekistan to be very warm and wonderful.
O'zbekistonliklar ham ko'ngli ham qo'li ochiq odamlar ekan. Hamma ham biz bilan qo'rqmay gaplashavermadi, biroq ularning nigohlarida hayajon va qiziqish ko'rdik. Samarqanddagi qadimiy maqbaralarga borganimizda mahalliy odamlar bizga bu yerda musiqangizni chalmang, iltimos deyishdi. Organ odamlari kelib, amerikaliklar bu yerda musiqasini chalsa, siz javob berasiz deb ketishgan ekan. Eshitib ancha ranjidik. Nahotki AQShdan kelgan oddiy musiqachilar aholi hayotiga shuncha g'ussa keltirsa deb. Afsus.
We were rather surprised to find that really an innocuous band of folk musicians might be frightening or somehow pose a threat to such a strong central authority. It was a surprise to us.
Xonanda Elizabeth xonim O'zbekistondagi qadim madaniyat, urf-odatlar, avloddan avlodga madaniy meros qoldirish kabi qadriyatlardan lol qoldi. Bluegrass musiqasi ham cholg'uvchi va qo'shiqchilarga ularning ota-bobosi va momolaridan o'tib keladigan san'at.
My father played the fiddle. He learned from his grandfather who learned from his grandfather.
Mening bobom va otam ham bluegrass cholg'uvchisi bo'lgan. San'at guruhimizda hammaga oilaviy meros bo'lib qolgan. O'zbekiston xalqi meni har tomonlama lol qoldirdi. Ularning birga o'tirib ovqatlanishi, uzoq suhbatlar qilishi, qo'lini ko'ksiga qo'yib salomlashishi, hol ahvol so'rashi, ko'ngli kengligi, ularning insoniyligi.
I like that they place their hand on their heart when they're saying hello. Or goodbye.
Bilasizmi, bluegrass janrida raqs ham juda muhim. Qadimda Amerikada ham folklor raqslari juda ommaviy bo'lgan. O'zbekistonda ham shuni ko'rdim. Ohang, kuy va raqs bizni o'zbekistonliklar bilan bog'ladi.
And dance with them, and that's another connection that people have together.
Gone so far away, my darling.
Navbahor Imamova, Washington.
Then I feel that you're close by.